علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 30th sermon of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, in Nahjul Balagha, where he explains about a certain event in history, and that was the murder of Uthman. Especially at the time when people started to uprise against Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that group of Bani Umayyah that felt that Imam Ali alayhi salam played a role in fighting, in killing Uthman, which is not the case. If you look at history, how Imam Ali alayhi salam sent water to the castle of to the palace of Uthman, where Uthman was given water to drink, and how Imam Ali alayhi salam also tried to advise some people, you know, to give time and kind of advise Uthman, the third caliph. But of course, that didn't happen. As we said in the previous session, Imam Ali alayhi salam complains to Uthman that you listen to me, but your heart is with people like Muawiyah, people like Walid, people like Marwan. Anyways, what happened in history. Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this, is he trying to defend himself? To defend himself because of the stance he took. As we said, Imam Ali alayhi salam did not stop the murderers of Uthman. He did not stop them. In their situation, were taking steps against injustice. So now that he didn't stop them, and that was his stance, it was his very clear stance, his clear, bold stance, he says this clearly, that I do not wish to be a supporter of Uthman, never. And this clear stance means that Imam Ali alayhi salam was not coming to defend himself, rather, he was narrating this issue in history for a very important reason that inshallah we shall come to in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about a situation now that there is a leader, Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are people who are trying to uprise against him. There is another group of people that have seen injustices of Uthman and they want justice to prevail. They want Imam Ali alayhi salam to clearly take a stance and take a just step. At the same time, there are people who supported Uthman and they saw the unfortunately, the injustices that were taking place at his time, but still they supported. Why? Because of certain ulterior motives. And now, again today, they're fighting against Imam Ali alayhi salam and uprising. Now, what can Imam Ali alayhi salam do? What can a leader do in this situation? Imam Ali alayhi salam doesn't come defend himself. He says something clearly in history. He mentions his stance clearly. There's nothing to be afraid of for Imam Ali alayhi salam. But why Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning these things in the sermon is so that when a certain fitna or a certain, you can say, problem happens in the society, whereby there is now there are people fighting against one another, there is an uprising happening, how do you deal with it? You deal with it by raising the awareness, by giving the analytical strength to the people, to impart that skill of being able to analyze social events and political events. And that is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is doing here. He's imparting some experience. He's giving them a lesson in trying to interpret history. وَأَنَا جَامِعٌ لَكُمْ أَمْرًا. And I am going to kind of round up this issue. How am I going to round up this issue? I'm going to round up this issue like this. By explaining to you the situation, by giving you that ability and the skill to understand the situation at that time, to recognize that there was some level of injustice that was happening, to recognize that there was a legal, rather a rightful movement against that injustice, to recognize the fact that supporting injustice at that time is a crime in itself, and therefore those people who are supporting injustice in the name of injustice, not in the name of the third caliph, in the name of that injustice, are definitely oppressive people and they had no privilege. To impart this knowledge, to give them that awareness, to critically analyze and to dissect that event in history is what a leader, a true leader, a strong leader, a powerful leader does. And that is exactly what Imam Ali alayhi salam does. This is an amazing part in history, and everyone should really contemplate on these words to understand the gravity of the strength of Imam Ali alayhi salam's wisdom in his leadership.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we look at history, and that is something that is very important for us to realize, that whenever certain things happen in history, there are certain reactions that occur. Groups are formed, right? You'll notice that when a certain event happens, there are groups, one who supports that event, one who against that event. There are personalities that sprout out, that, you know, kind of act for or against. All these things happen. But Imam Ali didn't come and give them all this knowledge as a history lesson. People saw that thing happening in history. It was not a history lesson. It was rather an experiment ground, an observational field that Imam Ali alayhi salam was laying down for the people to see. He was giving them an opportunity to look, to think clearly, to analyze. You see, one of the things that happens, unfortunately, is that when difficulties happen, when problems in the society happens, when clashes happen, there is so much dust that covers the eyes of the people that sometimes they don't even know what happened. They need someone to break down the events and clarify it for them stepwise what exactly is happening. As a means, as an introductory phase, to explain to them the lessons that they can learn from this. So now Imam Ali alayhi salam is clearly now, nicely placing this observational ground, this observatory ground, making it, placing all the characters in the right places, dissecting it, analyzing it, keeping it in order, and now allowing people to sit down and observe. And this is another very powerful role of a leader, of a right leader. And inshallah, let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can emulate these qualities from the master of the faithful people. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه